You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in again with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
With many people about to go off on their holidays, whether that might be for a break here in the UK or somewhere further afield, Elizabeth, what should people be thinking about in terms of medicine?
Yeah, Toby, ordering in time is, of course, really important. But the good news is most pharmacies are able to give an emergency supply. If you've counted up your tablets and think you might be short and it's too late for the surgery order. Also, I think it's important to keep your medicine in your hand luggage. I know I've had a lost suitcase on my way to a holiday destination one year. The restrictions on liquid medicines or items generally seems to be relaxing, but only in certain airports, so don't get caught out. Check before you go. Also, remember, if you're staying in a hot country, then try and keep medication in a cool place. I know there's been parts of the UK experiencing high temperatures, so hopefully people out there have been careful with medicine storage.
Should we all be thinking about taking a first aid kit with us when we go off on our holidays?
I think it's a good idea, Toby. You might have language difficulties ahead when you go abroad, or maybe you end up in a very quiet place without easy access to a pharmacy. Plasters, large dressing in case of a cut, a painkiller, paracetamol or ibuprofen, and of course not everyone should take ibuprofen, for example, those with high blood pressure, so check before you leave. Something for indigestion, diarrhoea. I like the rehydration sachets for getting fluids into the body if you're having several episodes of diarrhoea. Senna, as a one-off, is useful if you find a change of diet makes you constipated. It's better to avoid insect bites, so use a repellent. But if you do get bitten, then hydrocortisone cream 1% is actually very soothing. But you have to be over 11 years unless prescribed. We've also talked about sunscreen and calamine cream if, unfortunately, you've stayed in the sun too long.
I thought I would also ask you, Elizabeth, about tick bites. How serious is it if you do get a tick bite?
The first thing to say is try and avoid getting bitten. If you cross an area with long grass, with large areas of your skin exposed, then yes, you may well get bitten. Cover up, wear long trousers, tuck socks into shoes and use an insect repellent containing DEET. Check your clothes when you leave the area. And in answer to your question, yes, it can be serious, Toby.
Is it pretty obvious knowing that you have been bitten then?
I think there's a bit of a misconception here where you might expect a large black object landing on your skin. But often it's the young tick that's biting you and it's almost the size of a peppercorn. Very difficult to see. Children often get bitten in places like behind the ears or on the scalp. So not so much on the leg area. So if you're out with children or grandchildren in the country, have a check of these areas.
It is very important to remove a tick bite, isn't it?
Yes, we advise people who are possibly going into areas where they could get bitten to carry a tick remover. Now, these come like a hook or a card from your pharmacy. And what you're trying to do is to remove the tick without squeezing the body further down. That's where its contents, the bacteria, will end up in your body.
So finally, Elizabeth, when should we seek medical help then?
Yes, when you see a red rash, often like a bullseye, you may have a temperature or headache, and if Lyme disease is suspected, then we give patients a course of antibiotics. So it's important to get that checked out.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details.
All the W's, ElizabethRoddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure speaking to you, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.